In the dark shadows, in the white cold, fearlessly we search for knowledge new and old. We drink the strong spirits and read the ancient tomes. The order of the Abracast, we are the brave and the bold.
It is an apprentice in the order of the Abracast who now wishes to receive more light by passing to the degree of the fellow craft. He is prepared, worthy, and well qualified, and he is vouched for. Let him enter in the name of the Lord and be received in due form.
The Abracast, a cult, history, conspiracy, and violence.
Welcome to the Abracast. I'm John. Check out this preview for this fellow craft episode. To hear the whole episode, head over to Subscribestar and join the fellow craft tier. It's only $3. This whole series is available right now. It's 6 parts. Okay? It's 6 parts. It's all about the Emerald Tablets of Thoth. What in the heck are the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, you might ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. The Emerald Tablets of Thoth, the history of the Emerald Tablets is strange and beyond belief of modern scientists. Their antiquity is stupendous, dating back some 36,000 years before Christ. The author is Thoth, an Atlantean priest king who founded a colony in ancient Egypt. And he wrote the Emerald Tablets in his native Atlantean language, which was translated by Dr. Michael Dureal. And here we talk about it. We have 6 episodes. It's like 285 minutes of content over at the fellow craft tier at Subscribestar. That's almost 5 fucking hours of talking about these tablets. And there's much more. There's many, many more fellow craft episodes over there. So enjoy it, and I hope to see you over Subscribestar. Thanks. Hear ye and list, O children of Kem. Remember, Kem is the ancient. In this text, Kem is an ancient name for Egypt. Hear ye and list ye, O children of Chem. It's where the word chemical comes from. Chemistry, chemical, whatever. To the words that I give that shall bring ye to the light, ye know, O men, that I knew your fathers, I, your fathers, in a time long ago. Deathless have I been through these ages, living among ye since your knowledge began, leading ye upwards to the light of the great soul, where I've ever striven, drawing ye from out from the darkness of night. Know ye, O people, amongst whom I walk, that I, Thoth, have all the knowledge and all the wisdom known to man since the ancient days. Keeper have I been of the secrets of the great race. Holder of the key that leads into life and bringer up have I been to ye. Oh, my children, even from the dark, the darkness of the ancient of days, list ye now to the words of my wisdom. List ye now to the message I bring, and hear ye now to the words I give thee, and ye shall be raised from the darkness to light. from in the past when I first came to the found ivy in caves of rock, lifted ivy by my power and wisdom until thou didst shine as men among men. I found ivy without any knowledge. Only a little were ye raised beyond beasts, fanned I ever the spark of thy conscience until at last ye flamed as men. Now shall I speak to the knowledge ancient beyond the thought of thy race. Know ye that we of the great race had and have knowledge that is more than man's. Wisdom we gained from the star-born races, wisdom and knowledge from beyond man's. Down to us descended the masters of wisdom as far beyond us as I am from thee. List ye now while I give you wisdom. Use it to free thou shalt be. Know ye that in the pyramid I built are the keys that shall show ye the way. Unto life ye draw ye a line from a great image. I builded to the apex of the pyramid, built as a gateway. Draw ye another opposite in the same angle and direction, and dig ye and find that which I have hidden. There shall ye find in the underground entrance to the secrets hidden before ye were men. Tell ye I now of the mysteries of cycles that move in the movements that are strange to the finite. For infinite they are beyond the knowledge of man. Know ye that they are nine of the cycles, aye, nine above and 14 below, moving in harmony in the place of joining that shall exist in the future of time. Know ye that the lords of the cycles are units of consciousness sent from and others to unify this with the all? Highest are they of the consciousness of all the cycles, working in harmony with the law. Know that they in time will be perfected, having none above and none below. But all one is a perfected infinity, a harmony of all in the oneness of all. Deep neath earth's surface in the halls of Amenti sit the seven, the lords of the cycles, I and another, the lord from below. Yet know thee that the infinity there is neither above nor below, but ever there is and ever shall be oneness of all. When all is complete, oft I have stood before the lords of the all, and oft in the fount of their wisdom have I drunken and filled both my body and my soul with their light. Hear, hear. Spake they to me and told me of cycles and of the law that give them the means to exist. I spake to me the Lord of the Nine, saying, O Thoth, great are ye among Earth's children, but mysteries exist of which ye know not. Ye know that ye came from a space-time below this, and know ye shall travel to a space-time beyond, but little ye know of the mysteries within them, little ye know of the wisdom beyond. Know ye that ye as whole in this consciousness are only a cell in the process of growth. The conscious below thee is ever expanding in different ways from those known to thee. I, it through the space-time below thee is ever growing in ways that are different from those that are part of the ways of thine own. For know that it grows as a result of thy growth, but not in the same way that thou didst grow. It grows that thou, the growth that thou had have in present, have brought into all into being a cause and effect. No consciousness follows the path of below before it, else it would be a repetition in vain. Each consciousness in the cycle, it exists and follows its own path to the ultimate goal. Each plays its part in the plan of the cosmos, and each plays its part in the ultimate end. The farther in the cycle, the greater its knowledge, the ability to blend the law of the whole. Know ye that ye in the cycles below us are working the minor parts of the law, while we in the cycles that extend to infinity take the striving to build greater law. Each has his own part to play in the cycles, and each has his work to complete in his way. The cycle below thee is yet not below thee, but only formed for a need that exists. For know ye that a fountain of wisdom that sends forth the cycles as eternally, seeking new powers to gain, ye know that knowledge is gained only by practice, and by wisdom comes forth only from knowledge, and thus are the cycles created by law. Means are they for gaining knowledge, for the plane of law, that is the source of all men.
Learn more at theabracast.com. Get graphic elements, notes, worksheets, and text versions of selected episodes, as well as access to the private Abracast workgroup by signing into the mailing list. Get all that, plus exclusive episodes, by supporting the show and becoming a subscriber at subscribestar.com.